a grist for the mill. You can take a look at some of these things and find what's optimal for you. Again, lots of different people, lots of different opinions out there. Are you still there, Sam?
This took a 1 minute break.
Oh, okay.
Get some granola. Roy, is Wes around this evening?
Yes, he is. So, Sam, anything else before we move on?
Oh, it's been very, very interesting. Thank you very much. Standing by.
Okay, very well. Let me just throw it out one last time. If anyone has any relatively short question or topic or comment, and they'd like to be added to the list, please hit that push to talk and put your name on the list.
Not sure if I was transmitting WB2BX01 echoing.
Yes, Frank.
Yeah, really question, and maybe Paul will want to chime in here. We heard with regard to the near building collapse, the leaning building in Midtown the other day. I understand it was a steamfitter who was looking over the work with the contractors that found the problem. I was just wondering if Paul had any comments, or for that matter, if anyone else did on what went on there. Go ahead.
Paul?
WS2N.
Yes, Paul.
I looked into a little bit. The contractor has had some problems in the past. It turns out... It's unusual for New York, though, that they're a union outfit. And there's been a lot of people from unions that have been writing in and complaining before this ever even happened, you know. What are they doing here? So I was kind of... It might have something to do with that. Anyway, back to you, Roy, WS1.
Okay, Frank?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure I understood what Paul said. He kept dropping out. I'm not sure whether it's an echo link problem. It sounded as if Paul was on Vox, and the Vox is dropping out. Go ahead, Roy. Is it an echo link problem, or is Paul on the Vox there, or something else going on here?
I don't know. I don't know, but I don't think it's echo link. Paul, is it possible to either move your antenna a little bit or switch to the other repeater?
I think it's my rig. When I key down, it's probably to push the talk button. It's probably okay now, right, Roy?
Yeah, it's fine now. So if you want to repeat what you said for Frank, he'd appreciate it.
Okay, I guess my Icon 2100. Nah, but... Okay, not good. Yeah, I don't like this demo. We'll try it a little bit different here. Yeah. Might be the wire, might be the push the talk button. Not sure. Anyway, I think they're looking into the contractor. First of all, it was a non-union contractor, which is usual for that size of a building in New York. So they're looking into that. Some of the unions complained even before, you know, know, this actually happened, you know. So, you know, naturally their opinion is, you know, you're going to get what you pay for. It's you know, the bid on the job is, of course, a lot lower. And but we'll see. You know, it could be just a plain engineering foul up. They're putting a 20-story building on top of another 20-story building. Forget the amount of floors, but you know, they're adding to an older existing building. So you know, if that wasn't calculated correctly, that could cause buckling of some of the beams or even columns. We'll see. I haven't heard anything lately. A couple of days. Back to you, Frank.
Comment.
Yes. Comment.
Yeah, thank you. There's a lot going on in the open politics. So one of the topics is related to.
Wes, your voice is very distorted right now.
How about now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A little bit better, but a lot of crackles for some strange reason.
Boy, I hope it sound like that.
No, you don't.
Okay, let me check it out. Hold on. So that was position of the microphone. Now it's supposed to be better. So what I said is, one of the subjects that I'm going to discuss is related to the Manhattan situation, and I'm going to be explaining it later.
Yeah, your audio still isn't good. Maybe you should shift over to RF.
Is this any better? I'm on higher power.
Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me see how I'm coming out right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right, how am I coming out now?
It's much better, but you got some feedback going on as you continue to talk. It kind of reverbs.
I think there is a motorcycle sound from the rear. Okay, it's not any longer. Maybe right now it's good. I'm not sure if I should speak a little bit louder or I can talk with the regular voice. Back to you.
Regular voice. Is there an air conditioner in the background?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay. So you also have a hum.
Oh, boy. Okay, can do nothing about. As long as I'm kind of clear. How bad it is?
Okay, can you lower the gain a little bit on the mic?
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. How is it now?
Almost perfect. It might be better if it was a little bit louder, but not as loud as it was before.
Okay, thank you very much. So I said one of the subjects is related to the Manhattan situation, and I'm going to talk about it later.
Okay, very good. So, Frank, anything else?
No, I think that's it for now. I may have something a bit later, but just a short question, so that's it. WB2BX.
Okay, very good. Well, Let's go to Wesley. Wesley has a bunch of things to discuss tonight, so let's start.
Thank you very much. Pentec. Pentec was established in 1968, quite very much known to ham radio operators company. And in between 70s and 80s, the company becomes known increased his non-courageous technology and customer service. Around 2014, Pancake merged with Alpha Amplifiers. And around 2015, it was purchased and acquired by RKR Design. And in 2016, Distronic purchased Pentek. And now Pentek says that they're going to put the new radio on the market, but they weren't able to do so. So they kind of struggle. All of the history of Pentek, I sent to the two boys. Do you have any comment on it?
Not particularly. I mean, Pentek's history has been disappointing for a long time. It was, I don't know if they exactly went bankrupt, but they sold it to one company that tried to milk the repair market and kind of ruined their reputation, only to be sold to another company that made the promise about a new radio, which never turned out. So, you know, everyone's just kind of sitting back and watching at this point. I don't think anyone's going to, you know, start sending them checks too soon until they kind of prove themselves a legitimate, viable company, you know, in the 21st century.
Okay, thank you very much for this comment. Last segment, you had a conversation with a poll that I, part of that I didn't hear. It was in relation to my comment as well. And that's what Paul was talking about. So the question was, is denser atmosphere requiring more power to stay afloat? For correct understanding, energy is a total amount of work done or fuel consumed, while power is the rate at which the energy is used. That's why I was trying to make it more accurate in terms of understanding. So we have two situations. We're talking about staying afloat or ability to fly. So staying afloat means to remain on the surface of the water, and that requires more dense liquid, and that requires more energy. But stay afloat, then in dense atmosphere, then it looks like there is less energy. So I would love to hear comments from you and Paul. Back to you.
Not that much to mention. I mentioned it last week. There's two factors to keep in mind. One is the density of the air. As the density of the air increases, a given amount of energy expended on propeller blades will give you more lift. On the positive side, unfortunately, everything is complicated, and there's a negative factor such as drag. The more dense the atmosphere, the greater the drag is going to make it less efficient. I gave as an example that everyone should be aware of that modern day high density hard drives are encased and filled with helium gas, because helium gas is pressure for pressure will give you the lowest drag coefficient and make for a more efficient spinning disk that's necessary for the operation of hard drives. So the opposing force is drag in this situation.
Okay. I would love to hear Paul's response. He was talking about atmosphere, about Venus, and choppers that were specially constructed for that purpose. But the rule is dense atmosphere requires less power for aircraft to stay flying, as more air molecules provide better lift. I'm talking about air. At higher altitudes where the air is less dense, planes need more power to generate sufficient lift. So that would be we're talking about. We're talking about choppers. Paul, do you mind to take the microphone?
Yeah, well, it's okay. The reason I got into that, I was comparing the two different atmospheres from Mars to Titan. Titan, they want to put a rotorcraft on Titan, probably in 2030. They'll probably launch in 2028. And the atmosphere is quite thick, mostly nitrogen. And the atmosphere on Mars is very thin, probably equivalent to 100,000 feet here on Earth, one-tenth of the atmosphere, or less than one-tenth, probably 1% of the atmosphere on Earth. So, to use it, here's an example. If you take that same helicopter, Ingenuity, with these four-foot-long blades that they had, and spin them up on Mars, you needed to spin them at over 2,000 RPM to get that thing to take off. Very successful, by the way. They thought they were going to have 5 successful launches at the most. They had 72 over a couple of years. Where, if you take that same helicopter, they're not going to do it, and you put it on Titan, probably do a couple of rotations and the thing would take off because the atmosphere is so thick compared to what you have on Mars. So, that's the point I'm trying to make. And what of energy you need to do that, it might be a little harder to get them to start rotating. But once you do, you're going to fly real easy on Titan back to West.
Completely understood. Thank you very much for that. Absolutely logical. The next one. Imagine that you have a knife and you're trying to cut the bread. And now imagine that bread is not as the bread is. It's 3 miles, 4 miles, 10 miles long. And then you're using that knife and you're cutting that bread and you see the cut. That actually what happens in Utah. So in Utah we have very much uneven surface of the earth. We have the mountains. And then we have calcinite veins. So imagine that you have a 10-mile-long a structure with all of the mountains and everything together, and it's cut, and it's completely cut by 2-3 feet, 4 feet wide galsonite. So the galsonite, it's black. Fleshy broken surfaces are extremely lightweight and brittle. And it appears to be solid and shiny. Interesting for me was how nature was forming that grand deer. I don't think we have faults. They are sticking to each other, going one underneath of each other, of the second one in that area, but that would happen. And people found the application of it. So that is more, that is the subject that I discussed with Dr. Roy, and he said that probably not many people are interested with it, but so I'm gonna put it as an information for some people who are interested. So that galsonite was created about 67 million years ago. So not that, we're talking about 13.8 billion years, the age of the universe is not that that old, right? And industrial applications are in electrical, in isolation, industry, batteries, boxes, phonograph records. So floor coverings, brakes, caulking material, Gillette, and many others, pipe air insulation. If there are any questions, then I'm going to respond to it. If not, then I'm going to go to the next one. Yeah, that's the way that Roy said, that's going to be in silence. Now we're talking about the situation in Manhattan. So first, we have a question, why don't train tracks have gaps anymore, and what about emergency in Manhattan? First, why don't train tracks have gaps, don't have gaps anymore? You don't have that clickety click when you are in the train any longer. Dr. Roy, back to you.
Yeah.
If you want to make a comment, then feel free.
They basically they pre-stress the rails, and then they wheel them together. When the temperature goes down, they're still pretty much they're connected. So it's pre-stressing of track reels.
Yeah, and to exit. So there are a few methods. One is, you know.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2BL repeater. W2BL repeater.